What up, guys? It's Jimmy Grace, and welcome to Wait It Out, a podcast all about dating, relationships, and other things worth waiting for. Let's jump right into it. I got this via Instagram DM. This is a question. It says, hello, Jamie Grace. First off, I want to say I'm a huge fan of yours. Thanks, girl. And then when you got married, I couldn't help but be glued to your love story in every video or picture you posted since then. I want to say you inspire me and remind me that I can have a lovely marriage, too. Please, I need your advice. So I'm currently in a relationship with a guy for almost 2 years now. He's ready to settle down into marriage, but I am not so ready myself. My family knows him, and they're cool with him. However, I had to travel to another town for work, and now I met a new guy who I've developed feelings for. I've tried cutting all ties with this new guy, but I just keep getting drawn to him. I don't know what to do. Any advice for me? Oh, and I've asked God for a sign to know who I'm going to marry. I still wait for the sign. I just don't know what to do while I wait. Okay, there's a couple things going on here, girl. First things first. I think you said in here you're not so ready to settle down yourself. I don't think that's true. Or maybe I don't think it's potentially true. I'm seeing that you could possibly be ready to settle down with... We're going to call the first guy hometown, and we're going to call the other one out of town. I'm so clever. I think that you would potentially be ready to settle down with hometown if new guy, there we go, better name, if new guy hadn't shown up. And maybe that means that you, I don't know exactly all of what that means. I don't know any details besides what you just shared with me. And this is a lot of information to try to share with you based on, you know, an Instagram DM. But thank you for being so vulnerable and honest. And I'm honored to hopefully help you kind of talk through this and think through this. Please don't make any big life decisions based off this podcast. disclaimer. But yeah, I think that it seems like you've got this really great guy in your hometown that your family loves that you've been with for 2 years. So either you really like this guy or you don't want to be alone. But it seems, I mean, if you've been with someone for 2 years, like, I don't think anybody just does that for no reason. So you've been with this guy for a long time. Your family likes him. He's ready to settle down. He's ready to marry you. You've already said earlier on that you desire to have a lovely marriage, with someone someday. And it seems like everything could be great and moving toward a long-term relationship. However, the only thing that seems to be standing in the way is new guy. I just want to, like, say, like, one thing that I learned in our premarital counseling, it was, like, some of the best, like, stuff I ever heard. It was by the pastor that did the ceremony, who's one of my dad's mentors. And so I, like, really trust this guy. And he looked at me and he said, you know, as a wife, I want you to remember that there are going to be people out there who, or there might be people out there whose sole purpose could be to drive you away from your husband. And he looked at Aaron and said the same thing as far as me being his wife. And I think that's really important to remember, because I think it can unfortunately be really easy to not want to commit to a full-term relationship thinking, but what if someone better comes along? Or what if someone cuter comes along? And I think you have to know in your heart that that is the cutest, the sweetest, the most fun, the most amazing guy. Or it might not be new guy. It might be new guy next time. You see what I mean? Like, if you have to... The person that you're in a committed relationship with, you've got to know that they are the best of the best of the best. I'm not saying perfect, but you've got to know that they are the absolute best of the best of the best. Or any guy is going to come along and flirt with you or hit on you or try to talk to you. And you're going to be like, well, no, but this guy, you know, he makes a little bit more, or he's a little kinder, or he's a little more patient, or, you know, whatever his good qualities are, you're going to start comparing them to your guy. And that's not super healthy. And so I personally think that if you are in this already long-term 2-year relationship, that you're really committed to, then I think you should try a little bit harder to cut off, this other flirty situation with this other dude. I do think that you need to tell your boyfriend what's going on. And that might lead to another conversation, but I also want to say, and I really hope that you guys have checked out this whole episode or you're going to think I'm crazy. I also want to make sure that I say that if it's possible that you don't have feelings for this two-year relationship guy if you're only with him because you want to make your family happy and you think it just makes sense and you've been together for so long that you just figure you don't want to have to start over and you don't want to be alone. Like, those are not reasons to date. Those are not reasons to be in a relationship with someone. So if that's why you're with him, then you got to say bye. Like, you got to step away from that. And you don't step away from that relationship so that you can go date new guy. That's not why you step away from it. You step away from this relationship so that you can say, you know what? I was with someone for the wrong reasons. And I have to learn to love myself and to value myself and appreciate myself for who I am. And when I get there, there's no timeline on that. So I'm not even going to give you an amount of weeks or months or years. When you truly learn to value and love yourself for who you are and know that you don't have to be in a relationship with someone just to have a relationship, then you can move forward with other stuff. So, that's my advice. First and foremost, you know, if you really love hometown, if you really love this guy and you really do want to marry this guy, don't let some little new little shiny shoes out of town homie mess up what you got with hometown boy. Don't do that. But if you're just dating hometown so that your mama doesn't give you a hard time at Christmas for not showing up with a man, it might be time to give hometown a little step away. Be like, sugar, we tried. 2 whole years we committed. I gotta go. Yeah, that's all I got. I don't know why I just all of a sudden sounded like an old black man from a 50s movie about building cars. Okay, guys, hit me up on social media if you've got any questions. You can just send me a DM at Jamie Grizz H. Or you can download the app Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. And I'm crazy. Download the app Anchor and send in an audio question. Okay, bye.